Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
With you as a man, if you're listening to this, it is getting educated around masculinity so that we can fully understand the picture and understand the negative and positive effects that we've had within society and know the reasons on why those took place. Because then you're really broadening yourself so you can have the objective conversation and just not conform to the message of feminism.
My name is Johnny L. Sasser, and I am a former Special Operations U.S. Army Ranger and Tactical Commander to the U.S. Ambassador's Protective Detail. I have seen the struggle even the most hardened men have faced when they combat their inner demons, and I am here to shine a light on those struggles to show that no man is exempt from adversity and internal pain. Men from all walks of life share their stories of hardship, darkness, and perseverance so that every man knows that whatever he is going through, he is not alone. Evolution for Men begins now. This is a Soulfire production.
So the Barbie movie, obviously not a lot of, I would say majority of like dudes that are totally in their masculine probably aren't going to see Barbie. I mean, it doesn't even necessarily even appeal to me. It has nothing to do with the fact that it's, you know, kind of a feminist movement kind of movie from what I hear. Again, just that speculation right now. So just throwing that out there, but it has everything to do with the fact that like, I don't really see a good movie coming out of the Barbie doll. So that's just my perspective on that, as far as why men probably are not seeing this, or why a lot of men even listening to this show are not going and watching Barbie. Not to say it's a bad movie, not to totally just like disregard it, just saying it doesn't really even appeal to me for many standpoints. But I wanted to jump into this subject on kind of like a lot, you know, men coming out and speaking today on masculinity, one with really no understanding around masculinity other than being a man. So there is some level of experience there, but no understanding to it ancestrally, no understanding to it psychologically or sociologically, and then really just kind of conforming a message to the feminist movement to get applauds and to get support and to get raving reviews from the corrupt social media. I think that that's doing masculinity and men a huge injustice. There's a lot to masculinity that has kept the balance of society within the grasp of, you know, the masses, because there is a balance between masculine and feminine. And I think that there's a ton of value there. And what I'm seeing men do when they're talking about masculinity without proper education and just conformance to the feminist movement is they're disenfranchising masculinity in their attempt to act as if they're having a real conversation. And then they're also not giving the value and respect to why masculinity is the way it is and its performance within the structure of society since its inception. So ultimately, there's a bigger conversation happening here that's being neglected by men who are quote unquote coming out and speaking about masculinity. I was just listening to a TED talk on this and I was just like, wow. I mean, he had some really good information there. Some of the things that I would discuss as well being on a TED talk. But then he was missing a vast majority of what masculinity actually is, why it is what it is, and what purpose it has served within society. And with that, it means that we are not really having the conversation that we need to be having. We're not really having the open dialogue that people quote unquote say they want to have. And so when men speak up about this, like, especially men that are acting as though they're leaders, and they're not, you know, I'm going to call that out. They're not leaders in the space. They're not leaders for men in a healthy version of masculinity. They're essentially playing martyrs in a lot of ways. And that to me is disingenuous. And that to me is their own lack of confidence in who they are. They're acting as if the behaviors of a man, even when they are wrong, not like detrimentally wrong, right? Like not some of the old ways of like real legit sexual harassment that was tolerated in the past. And people are like, well, that was just being a man. Like that shit was like needs to go. But like they act as though like some of the things they've done that are just kind of normal and their kind of actions as a human in general, especially a human who has an opinion or a human who is more of an alpha in a relationship as far as like, you know, not being the alpha in their relationship, things like that. And they're acting as though they have to apologize for those things. And like, it's some commonality amongst men and like, it's some commonality amongst masculinity. And I don't like that being painted to me. Again, that's disingenuous. And it's also, it's very subjective, not objective. And there is just a deterioration of that conversation happening. I know of very few men who can have the high level intellectual conversations out in public with the social media or on something like a TED Talk because they actually have the education, they've done the research, they've read the books, they understand it, plus they're experienced in it. And they can really talk to this from a standpoint of objectivity and honesty. And this is where I believe we need to go. And that's where I believe like the leaders of men need to step up. And that's where I believe men need to go as well. Like if you guys have been listening to this show for any amount of time, you know, I'm a huge advocate for doing your own research, for making sure you understand what we're having a conversation about so you can get into that battlefield. You can step up and talk about these things. And, you know, to be honest, I didn't really have TED Talk on my list of things to do. But after seeing some of the bullshit conversations around masculinity on TED Talk, now I kind of feel like I have to go on there because I can't complain about it and then not actually show up and have a different conversation about it. So that's a sidebar anyways. But with you as a man, if you're listening to this, it is getting educated around masculinity so that we can fully understand the picture and understand the negative and positive effects that we've had within society and know the reasons on why those took place, right? Because then you're really broadening yourself so you can have the objective conversation and just not conform to the message of feminism. Like obviously, I don't even know that I know a guy that doesn't want equality for women. Like that's just a dumb conversation at this point. And I'm going to do another talk about this as far as like, you know, this glass ceiling that women, obviously was there earlier in our development as a civilization and, you know, post-industrial revolution, as women started getting into the workforce, really, really intensely involved in the workforce. I do understand objectively, like that was real, but we're in today's age. And I don't necessarily think that that is the conversation that even is really valid anymore. Again, I'm going to do a little more research and dive into this. So that's forthcoming, but I just don't really appreciate dudes latching on to the feminist outlook and saying that that is the conversation that is healthy for masculinity. Because for the feminist movement, while there are some, you know, obviously in general, the movement of equality is good. There was a lot of toxicity and deterioration of social balance from the feminist movement because they were not coming at it objectively or in a helpful way. And that is littered throughout the second wave feminist movement, which can be explained in so many different books. And the description of that is very horrid in its behavior towards masculinity and men in general. And it's like, if something bad happened in the past, you don't go and create a bad thing against that group of people to say, now it gets to become equal. It's like, hey man, okay, we get it. Like there was some fucked up things in the progression of society. And some of those things got corrected, but you don't have to go in the inverse direction to make it even. Like there's this weird conversation where humans have to do that to even the score. And that's in just fucking insanity. So anyways, because then you're never settled, right? Because the people you're getting quote unquote even with had nothing to do with the originality of whatever you felt was disempowering or was hurtful to one group. Typically, you're penalizing the people that weren't even alive then. So, I mean, this is just a fact. Hey everyone, want to take a quick
second here and let you know about my new book, Design the Man Within. It is all about getting the everyday man the tools he needs to start becoming a better version of himself, but also becoming a man who loves himself and impacts the people around him positively. Go ahead to designthemanwithin.com and get your copy today. I am very proud of this book, and it was the book I needed years ago when I started my journey. And so I hope that it can be that door-opening book for every man out there.
So anyways, long story longer, is we are having this conversation to say that if you're a guy out there, even talking about masculinity, any of the leaders out there, if you haven't done your education around masculinity, truly around masculinity, the sociological aspects and the psychological aspects of it, and the ancestral aspects of it, you really need to get educated before you get into these conversations, because one, it's embarrassing, and two, you're going to get embarrassed. You're going to get embarrassed by people who are having conversations with you because they're trying to corner you into certain ways of behaving as a man and performing and speaking as a man, and they want to catch you off guard. And if you're not doing that and you're just conforming to the social narrative of what is going to get you claps and support from a group because you think that you can appeal to that group, well, then you're just disingenuous and you're not showing the good qualities of masculinity anyways. So it's not really a proud moment for men, and you're not doing us any fucking favors, right? Like, men need to evolve. You guys know I believe this. I believe there needs to be a whole different look on how we perceive ourselves and our strength and our balance within society. But we still need to hold to the fact that men are a balancing figure within society. Masculinity is a balancing figure within society. The fact we even have to talk about this is almost insane to me, but it is a balancing thing within society. And without it, we see chaos and we see fracture and we see animosity and we see deterioration of society. Just look at it now. Like, I would argue that we are in some of our most chaotic times since I've been alive now. And a lot of that is pushed as the narrative from mainstream media. They want you to see the chaos. But in reality, we're having a lot of chaotic things happen where people are just acting a fool. And there are, you know, just things that probably wouldn't happen when I was younger that are going on today. And we're having conversations that just like blow my mind.